You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
The third week centers on seeking the Lord and delighting to be in His presence. Today, we look at Psalm 105, reading the first 6 verses. O give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him, sing praises to Him, tell of all His wonderful works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. Remember the wonderful works that He has done, His miracles and the judgments He uttered. O offspring of Abraham, His servant, sons of Jacob, His chosen ones. The psalm then goes on to recount the faithfulness of God to Israel over many generations, beginning with the promise the Lord gave Abraham, as displayed through Isaac and Jacob. We read of Joseph being sold into slavery, but becoming a ruler and welcoming his family to Egypt, providing for them in a time of famine. Then we read of Moses leading the people out of Egypt and the presence of the Lord with them and His miraculous provision. Then He leads them into the land that He's promised for them. And this psalm gives us a snapshot of the faithfulness of God over many generations. What do God's promises look like in your own life? How have you seen His faithfulness? If we come back to the theme of this week of seeking the Lord and delighting in His presence, I want to focus on verses 3 and 4. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. 3 times the word seek is used. It's clear that we are to seek. But what are the fruits of that seeking? Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. When we seek the Lord, we know more fully who we are. We are His sons, we are His daughters. We also know more fully who He is. As we seek Him, let us rejoice in who the Lord is, in His goodness and His provision. Secondly, seek the Lord and His strength. As we seek Him, let us be renewed in His strength. We are not to seek the Lord and our strength, but to seek the Lord and His strength. In Ephesians 6, we are reminded that we should be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. It is the Lord who clothes us with His armor and His strength. And finally, we are to seek His presence continually. Psalm 27 says, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple." So let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.